I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, 606 returns to Aviana with honor and F-16 final flight. The 606 Air Control Squadron returned to Aviana Air Base after serving as the control and reporting center for the Horn of Africa airspace at Camp Lemonnier, Djibouti. During their deployment, the 606 provided critical 24/7 aerial surveillance in support of Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa, showcasing how Wyvern Nation generates combat air power and is ready to deploy and fight from home.
The 606 ACS is a self-sustaining squadron consisting of maintenance, supply, and approximately 21 other Air Force specialties, and is the only control and reporting center outside of the continental United States, providing UCOM operational flexibility. The 606 ACS officially assumed its role as the control and reporting center for the Horn of Africa airspace from Marine Air Control Squadron 2's Tactical Air Operations Center in 2024. Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa conducts operations to enhance partner nation capacity, promote regional stability, dissuade conflict, and protect U.S. and partner interests. While deployed, the 606 ACS provided subject matter expertise and assisted in developing and establishing the integrated air and missile defense system for the Djibouti base cluster, maintaining a constant watch over the skies above U.S. forces and partners in the region. Chief Master Sergeant Cesar Flores, 31st Fighter Wing Command Chief, shares the impact of Wyvern families welcoming home deployed members of the 606.
And here's the thing about redeployments. It's the what it's going to happen. The how was incredible. Everyone made signs, and every time a member came off, their individual flights would go over there and like hug them. And it was very heartwarming. It gives you just the chills and to see how the word love gets thrown around here, but we see it in action every single day to include how we reintegrate our folks coming back from deployment and seeing our families there. It reminds us of why we do this and why it's so important.
Flores also notes, the hard work and dedication of deployed Wyverns allows for continued success in executing the mission and returning with honor. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
F-16 Final Flight. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. The 56th Fighter Wing flew its final F-16 Fighting Falcon training flight at Luke Air Force Base, Arizona. The 309th Fighter Squadron, the last F-16 training squadron at Luke, will transition to training pilots on fifth-generation aircraft, becoming the base's 7th F-35A Lightning II Squadron. This transition is part of a broader strategy to modernize and maintain the Air Force's global dominance in air combat. The F-35A is a fifth-generation fighter offering advanced capabilities such as superior stealth, agility, and integrated sensor systems. The aircraft's advanced features will equip pilots with the skills needed to excel in the complex and dynamic battle space of the future. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.